It's time on Racing Pulse for fast form, best bets and quaddy plays for today's Victorian racing.
Yes, it is time for fast form. We are racing this Wednesday at Warrnambool. It is a twilight meeting on this Wednesday. And speaking with Lindsay Smith a little earlier, he said, look, there is some rain around, so hopefully not too much will hit Warrnambool before the first race is due to start. It's currently a good four. The rail's out 9 metres. Adam Crittenden is on his way to the Bull to call what's going to be an intriguing card. How are you, Adam?
Yeah, going well. Thank you, Michael.
Does it look like there's going to be any rain where you are?
I'm just left home just outside Ballarat, and the drizzle is just starting to set in here. So I know there was, in the forecast today, a little change sweeping across southern Victoria, and I think it's on its way to Melbourne.
All right. Well, hopefully not too much hits the Bull, because I think there's some pretty promising horses we'll get to see in action today. Are you pretty keen from a punting perspective?
Yeah, I think it should be a good day for punters today, Michael. We don't have large fields, and I think the winners should be well found. I know Lindsay Smith's Queen Air resumes out of running in the Oaks, and that's going to be probably the one runner most people will keep their eye on today. And Mrs. Chrissy will start a short price favourite in the second last. That's only a small field as well, so I don't think you have to search too hard to find the winners today.
Well, that's what we want to hear. We might need to shoot straight, but we want a profitable day. So how are you playing the card?
Well, the one I'm going to feature for you, Michael, is one in a race where it's around $4 plus the field. I like a horse called Wagon Wheel, who goes around in race 6. He's only had the one Australian start, and it was a really good finishing effort in his first up run on Coroyton Port Ferry Cup Day at Warrnambool nearly a month ago. That was at 1,700. He must have spotted the leader about 10 on the home turn and got beaten 4. He recorded the best last 200 out of the race. He steps up further in trip. He comes down a little bit in grade. He'll obviously be fitter for that first Australian run too. And I think he's a really good gamble around that $4 to $4.50 range. I think he's got a great chance there.
All right. So that's a nice little play. Race 5. Is it race 6, number 1, Wagon Wheel, $4.40? And did you take some of that $10 that it opened up at, Adam?
Oh, no, I didn't see $10. I would have if I saw it.
Yes. Well, $10 is the opening price, according to the Tab app. So, anyway, we'll take $4.40 as long as it wins today. Where else should we head?
I'll give you a quaddy, Michael. As I said earlier, Mrs. Chrissy looks the anchor in the quaddy, but she's at a really short quote. In the first leg, numbers 1, 3, 4 and 5. Second leg, 1 and 4. Third leg, number 5 only. And in the last leg, numbers 1, 3 and 4. And, it's a cheapskates quaddy today, Michael. $24 for the whole lot.
That's what we like. As long as it salutes. Good calling today, Adam.
Good on you, Michael. All the best.